friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, for this May 17th, 2020. I'll tell you what, these last several weeks have been a blur, and it's so hard to believe that we are right in the middle of the month of May. How about that? So good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's sit back. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds on Jesus, who should be the center of it all. Let's start things off with Maranatha reminding us how he loves us. That is above every name, Jesus. You are listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Just search Joey Kroll Online. Joey Kroll Online. Connect with me there and get some updates on the program and some encouraging thoughts during the week as well. Joey Kroll Online right there on Facebook. Well, you know, when a man installed a security camera outside his house some years ago, he checked the video feature to ensure that the system was working, but he was alarmed to see a broad-shouldered figure in the dark, wandering around his yard. He watched intently to see what the man would do, and it looked familiar. However, finally he realized he wasn't watching a stranger roam his property, but a recording of himself in his own backyard. Fred, what might we see if we could step out of our own skin and observe ourselves in certain situations? You know, when David's heart was hardened and he needed an outside perspective, a godly perspective on his involvement with Bathsheba, God sent Nathan to the rescue. Friend, if God reveals sin in our lives, friend, his ultimate purpose isn't to condemn us, but to restore us and help us to reconciliation with those that we've hurt. Repentance clears the way for renewed closeness with God through the power of his forgiveness and grace.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you?
Listening to Sunday Worship.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Oh, I heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I heard the tender in the dead of night, and you tell me
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide. I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide.
Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3 have been such an encouragement to me. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Friend, God is our refuge, and He's our strength.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace.
I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and most people embrace the idea that whatever you can conceive, you can achieve. That is, if you can imagine it, there is nothing stopping you from experiencing it. But friend, think of how many ways our world would be better if there were limits on creativity when it comes to things like evil and immorality. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote that all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. That is, there are some things that we can conceive of that we should never try to achieve. To make those hard choices, we need the power and wisdom that only comes from God by His Holy Spirit.
How great is our God? Rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God.
Stay.
On your radio, singing about how great our God really is. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today on this May 17th, 2020. Our son is graduating this afternoon, but not in the same way as we had hoped. Bless his heart. So this whole thing has been an interesting experience, that's for sure. So we're going to celebrate his graduation today. And whatever it is that you have going on for the rest of your weekend, I hope you just soak in that family time. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.